Hey, I'm Luke Hawks, and when I'm all on the road, I listen to All Over the Road, my favorite podcast.
All Over the Road New Orleans is brought to you by CoinTrader, Inc., Mind Your Money, and recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hello, and welcome to the best darn podcast on both sides of the Mississippi. This is All Over the Road New Orleans with the king of all podcasting, Victor Del Giorno.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Season 6.
Season 6 already.
It's Season 6.
Who's counting?
Season 6, I say.
Yes.
2024.
2024.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Season 6.
2024 and Season 6.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Season 6.
That's All Over the Road, the podcast in New Orleans. Victor Del Giorno, the king of all podcasting. And, of course, it's our pleasure to bring in. Probably this our favorite guest on the show, Daddy, don't you think?
Of course.
I think so.
He's sitting right here, of course. At least in his top three.
He's my dear friend. He's my dear brother. I consider him a son.
Yeah,
I'm old enough. I'm old enough to be his daddy.
Way back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Luke Hawks. Luke.
Yeah.
All right. How's the honeymoon? Is the honeymoon still going on?
No, you haven't been here since your wedding.
Well,
huh?
we've never actually got to take a honeymoon.
No.
You know, we never took one.
That's right.
But because all her time off is done. So
yeah.
And I had a bunch of things going on, obviously, you know. So we're trying to just get back at it now that the strikes let up. I'm healthy again. My ribs are finally healed, and I let that cat out the bag recently. That, you know, I told the world that I was hurt. And keeping it under wraps for a while because obviously we knew what was going on. You know, I was in the middle of filming and I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. So were you still hurt during the wedding? Were you still hurting?
I was kind of over it by then.
Yeah.
That was like the tail end of it.
We haven't had a chance to talk since the wedding. What a blast that was.
Oh, it was amazing.
Wasn't it awesome?
I'm so thankful you were there.
Oh, it was so incredible.
I'm so thankful you were there.
What was the name of that place you had the wedding at again? Something Canyon? What was it?
Boulder Ridge.
Boulder Ridge. What a beautiful place. Right there in San Jose.
Amazing.
It was just gorgeous. And just the whole event was great. And how's Sonia doing?
She's good. She's good.
How's her mom doing with her? She had her surgery.
Well, she's getting better. Everybody's healing. And, you know, everybody's in that same field. Like, I think a lot of the world's and everybody's just trying to get everything together.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to make sure their P's and Q's are on point.
Yeah, that is going on right now. That I was talking to you about it yesterday on the phone. And I was telling you about some things that I was trying to do to get my health better. And I just got a clean bill of health from all my doctors, which is good. Praise God for that.
We need to clap for that. Where's that clap?
Yeah. And, you know, you get to be our age and it's, you know, you're on the down slope. I mean, you know, but you said something to me yesterday on the phone. You said, Vic, don't you want to hang around for a while? Remember you saying
that
to me?
I did. So
I'm sure he does.
So if you want to be around, then you have to,
you got to control what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because I was telling him some of the things I'm doing. He goes, no, don't do that. He was going, look, the bottom line is you have to have self-control. You got to control what you put in your mouth. And that's what you're doing. And you know what?
It's not so easy, though.
No,
Vic.
It's not. But you know what? 3 years ago, I don't know if you remember this or not, Ted, but 3 years ago, I got down to about 210 pounds. You know, during COVID, remember? I got down pretty light.
Yeah, but that was for other reasons. You were sick.
No, I wasn't sick.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean I wasn't sick? I wasn't sick. But at that time, I ran across a friend of mine, Eric Frank. Have you ever met Eric Frank before, Luke?
No.
He was a power lifter. How about that right there? Did you see that?
No, we're taking pictures. I didn't know.
If exposing.
Well, he told me kind of the same stuff you told me on the phone yesterday. And when he told me that, it clicked in my mind. And I got to tell you, it clicked in my mind yesterday. It did. It took you to come on and tell me what you told me yesterday.
Well, that's a big thing for a lot of people, and especially as we get older. You know, it's discipline as well, right? We know what we want. We know what we should do. In our whole life, somebody's telling us what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what, you know, what's good for us, what's bad for us, who to talk to, who to be friends with. and food is one of those things where it's probably the biggest thing of your everyday life, right? In reality, besides breathing and drinking.
And sleeping.
Food, and sleeping, yeah.
That's right.
But food is you know, right. It's most people's downfalls because, you know, we have these cravings. We have things we like. We have things we don't like. And you have things that you also get accustomed to eating. Like, so if you say, you ask a person, typically, especially a foreign person, right? And you go, okay, well, who makes the best foreign dishes in whatever culture? They're going to say, oh, well, my grandmother, my mom, you know, they typically like the home cooking. And then when they go to a restaurant that's, you know, their culture, they may like it, but they always go, it's not as good as my grandmother's.
Not as good as Nani.
Right. Well, it's because you're used to eating your grandmother's cooking for 30 years or whatever it is. And it's the same thing with us. You know, if we're used to eating a certain thing, our taste buds kind of become accustomed to it. And they do change over time. But it's up to us to, like, force ourselves out of those habits and start. And look, I'm guilty of it too. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means, because I've never had like the strictest diet or.
No, I've seen you cut loose a couple times, John.
Yeah,
but normally you're not. Normally you're pretty rigid.
I'm rigid when I'm out.
Oh,
so like when I'm home, but home is like if I want to enjoy myself, I do.
Stricter at home.
Well, I can easily eat a pack of Oreos. Yeah, you know what I mean, I can easily go get a king cake and eat a whole king cake.
But here's the thing:
I can easily go get a dozen donuts and eat a dozen donuts. And it's for my wife. Oh, my wife can have a half a donut and be fine.
Yeah, well, she's a princess.
Yeah,
for real.
And I can't.
Like, what do you like in a grocery store? Do you see that weakness? Like, you go buy the Swedes, you're like, I gotta buy that, because that's, if you don't bring it home, you're not going to eat it.
I don't bring it home. Yeah.
So you're just like, I don't need to buy that. I may want that, but I'm going to walk past it.
Here's what they say about grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
You do all the shopping on the outside and don't go to the inside. You understand? So when you're in a grocery store, on the outside is all your produce. Mm-hmm. Is all your proteins, all your dairy. Okay.
Okay.
And on the inside, that's all your cookies, your cereals, all your crap, your carb crap. So they say you stay on the outside, is what they say. We're here with Luke Hawks. Luke Hawks is a good friend of ours, and he's an actor. He's a stuntman. He's done just rattle off some of the things.
All kinds of stuff, wrestling.
Yeah. And of course, he's the president of Wildcat Sports, who's got a major event coming up. We're going to talk about that real quick. But before we do that, I don't know if you know this or not, but he's doing a new venture. If you notice him, look at him. He's now into bodybuilding. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've always been into fitness and health. You know, it's part of my world. I was an active power lifter, you know, I'm in the gym every day, have been for many, many years.
That's why I can't believe you never met Eric Frank. He was a power lifter. Eric Frank.
I've probably met him. Yeah. I've had to meet him. But so with the strike and everything, and with the injury last year, and me not being able to lift the same way I'm used to, dropping some weight and some size, and obviously I'd had to lose some strength because of that when I was injured because of my ribs. There were certain motions. I mean, I couldn't even sit up or twist a turn. So that was a little hard thing to do for a while, where every time I would move, my rib would pop out, and I just kind of had to keep it to myself. Yeah, it was painful.
You never even told me.
Well, if I told somebody every time I was in pain or hurt, you know,
we're talking about me here.
Well, yeah, I love you, but like I tell everybody, it's not something I talk about because it's just part of everyday life.
Yeah.
It's like me coming up here and saying I'm tired. Well, we're all tired, right? We all got stuff to do. Like, you know, I mean, we can voice those opinions, but
like, he walked in the studio today, Teddy, and told me how tired I looked.
Well,
the first thing he says, "Man, like, you look tired.
Tell me something I don't know."
But at the same time, right?
Yeah,
right,
I'm freaking tired. Right?
Yeah. Me, I'm not gonna beat it with a dead drum. I'm not gonna beat the dead drum.
Doesn't solve anything.
So if I come in here and just complain about my ribs hurting all the time, I just went along with it and kind of kept it to myself until I figured out what was really going on, how long it was going to take me to get back. And then I just got cleared in December.
So is this something that happened an injury?
A wrestling match,
In a match. Okay.
Yeah, so.
That stuff's real, man.
It's a beating on your body. And so it was rough, but.
I'm telling you, you look great. You look lean. You look fantastic.
I'm as lean as I've ever been.
So is your eating changed? Since you do,
on
the bodybuilding side,
I'm not cheating at all. I mean,
cheat days.
So no, I mean, and I have had some cheat days. I'll be honest, I've had some cheat days, but my cheat days aren't really cheat days. My cheat days are like, I'll go get some clean sushi on a cheat day.
That's your cheat day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So instead of eating,
how guilty are you?
Well, instead of eating the same exact thing over and over again, I'll go on a Wednesday.
Change it up a little bit. Yeah. That's my cheat day.
And then, like I'll do things like I'll make it smart, and this will piss some people off, but it is what it is. I do smart things like I don't have like I'll take 93.7 ground meat, right? I'll take a little bit of taco seasoning, just a little bit, like you know, not no calories.
Pack. Not the whole pack.
Not what it's seasoning too. Okay. So I'm not dumping sauces and calories all over it. So I'm just using a little seasoning to flavor the meat up. Then I'll take some, you know, onions and some peppers and maybe
the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, and some lettuce, and mix it all in a bowl. And maybe a little avocado.
That sounds good.
And now you got a taco salad, basically.
Yeah.
See, you need to come move in here with
us. That's all the meat. You know, get all you necessary. I can get, you know, all my, a little bit of fat. I mean, barely any fats. Mm-hmm. Low calories, high protein, you know, no carbs whatsoever.
None.
You got your veggies and it just tastes delicious. So, like, people that say you have to eat grilled chicken and white rice and only grilled chicken and white rice and suffer, you don't have to do that. I mean, like,
well, you're living proof. It works.
Yeah.
So what do you do, like, mentally? Like, do you meditate to get you, to get your mind where you can be, you know, serious and not serious, but, you
disciplined.
Know, disciplined.
I just want it.
Do you meditate?
What
do you
a little bit. I mean, I started meditating a little. I guess I say meditating, but I call it more, it's more prayer.
Good job.
Yeah, prayer.
You know what I mean? And that's
this is where the battle takes place.
And not
in
that,
your mind.
Well, yeah, that's not because we're here, but that's what kind of what Vic, you know, and some other friends have led me to over the years. So what I like to do is now, you know, I have some different methods I'll do in the evenings. As I'm going to bed, I don't even finish my prayers typically. I fall asleep doing my prayers.
Yeah.
So I lay in bed and I pray. That's what I do.
That's a good thing to do.
I like to lay in bed. I like to lay in bed. You know what? When I get in bed for the night, you know, I don't kneel down. I get in my bed. I close my eyes. I wind down. I start breathing and I just try and, and I just start talking to God.
Love it.
And then, you know, depending on the mornings, if I wake up way early where I can't sleep and like I'm up before my supposed time, then I'll go sit out on a couch and meditate. Mostly by meditate, I mean prayer.
Well, meditate on the word.
Yeah. I'll go pray for a little bit and just maybe finish my prayers from the night before if I felt I fell asleep during them. And then, you know, start the day off and then I'll start my routine with first things first, wake up, drink a bottle of water. Second thing, and we'll use the bathroom, then drink a bottle of water. I chug basically a whole bottle of water.
Yeah, water is important.
Yeah, and then because it just gets your system going and it helps.
Well, you know, you said something, you know, you said, I just want it. And that's probably been your moniker since the day I met you. You know, when I met you, you were a young teenage boy. And you just, you know, you wanted to coming out of what you came out of. We don't have to get into what you came out of. We all have come out of something.
Right.
But, you know, you just had a zeal of wanting to accomplish something. And at that point, when I met you, you were a little guy playing baseball. You weren't a baseball player, but somehow you got signed up for baseball. You got on my team.
Yeah.
And you just didn't want to play baseball. You wanted to be good at it, but you weren't a baseball player.
Right.
But you know what? You played good baseball.
Thank you. Probably not as good as I should have been, but you know, that's practice. I didn't have the fundamentals. I didn't come from the sports background. I didn't have any practice. It was like school. You know, I didn't have somebody making me do homework or force instilling those responsibilities.
But that's been your life. You're a fighter. You're a survivor.
Yeah. Well, so it was always do it or don't get done. So figure it out. And it's no different with this. I mean, I'm bouncing around like I'm just having fun with bodybuilding. You know, it's one of these things for me where it's a part of my everyday life anyway, and I decided to push myself further than I can go. I'll be 43 this July. I'm not getting any younger. Every year I try and get myself in better shape. And, you know, I do try and live off of other people. And what I mean is, you know, as we get older, we've always told, do as I say, not as I do, right? Because people look out for us. And then, you know, people go screw up and do, and you go, oh, well, they're doing that and they're not doing what they said they, you know, what we're supposed to be doing. I think at this age, we can look back and see the things that we should be doing and shouldn't be doing and go, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't be eating that. Maybe I shouldn't be partaking in these things that are going to hurt my health down the line if I want to, you know, or something that can damage me. I mean, we're always going to do something that could be potentially damaging, right? But at the same time, we have to, as we get older, we want to limit those. When I was young, I would jump off of anything and do a flip and do, you know, like wrestling. I was crazy. Stunts. Now, like, I was talking about this the other day with somebody. I was like, I was doing that for free or next to nothing just to try and make a name. Now those same moves, you couldn't pay me $1 million to do them. Yeah, you know what I mean, if you tried to hire me.
Right.
So yeah, so it's, you learn, you know. You go, when I was young and 20, I would do stupid stuff. Didn't pay me to do that. Yeah.
When did you first get interested in, like, to want to wrestle? Were you young?
Oh, that's my
was
whole
it
be, life.
Before the baseball? Before?
Yeah, my whole life. Wrestling was...
Because I know we're going to talk a little bit about the Iron Claw and your role in that and everything. And, like, do you remember that family?
Yeah, of
From
course.
When you were a kid?
The Von Erichs.
Von Erich family,
Infamous.
You were little. Yeah. You were little.
So, I mean, they were like what The Rock is today, kind of like on TV commercials. And,
yeah, but that wasn't...
And I wouldn't put them in.
Because, yeah, I think
they
were Texas... So we didn't get them on television here.
We did. We got them late night. They were on late night. They used to have George Michael's Sports Machine on after the news on Channel 6. And then they'd come on after that. They'd come on like at 11 o'clock.
But when I say they weren't like The Rock, I'm like, people knew who they were, whether you were into wrestling or not.
Yeah.
They just had a name.
No, they were stars. Yeah. That was the thing. It was like, and what I mean by television is my age, Vic.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little younger than you. So by the time I was growing up, Kerry had already, like, the only one I had heard of the rest of them, but the only one I knew and seen on television was Kerry because he was in WWF as Texas Tornado. But I had heard the name and I had seen little clips or pictures of him throughout the years. I just never seen, when I was 8, 9, I never seen WCCW out of Texas. I'd never seen the promotion, you know. I knew about it. I heard about it. I'd heard... You know, the Von Erichs, the family, everything, you know, some of them died. I mean, even as a kid, you knew some of it, but like...
That was tragic.
Yeah, it was tragic, but you know, Kerry was the star because WWF was the machine. So anything that was mainstream.
Well, he was the biggest one, the built-up one.
Yeah, but he was physically. The one who won the titles, and he was the disc thrower and the Olympian, all that stuff. So, Yeah, but Kevin's the only one alive.
And Kevin's still living. I think he's like 70. We looked it up. Yeah. Like 78 somewhere? Upper 70s.
And that movie did really well. I mean, it got snubbed on the Oscars, but it did really well. It just came out on video on demand.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, we enjoyed it. We went and saw it.
It was great. We enjoyed it. I've told you this before. You know, when I was growing up, of course, I had two first loves. It was baseball and wrestling. I was a big, I'll never forget, I went to the Cobo Arena in Detroit to see wrestling, and I was a big fan of the Sheik, the original Sheik.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Iron Sheik. This is
the OG Sheik.
He wasn't, he wasn't a big guy. He didn't have a physique.
I talked to his nephew yesterday.
He did the camel clutch. You get on your back and he pull your neck up and do the camel clutch. Well, I was a big Sheik fan, and my mom took me by herself. My mom, my precious mother, who used to fight for me and bring me places, or my dad would never take me, and she took me, and we were sitting on the floor, and the Sheik came by and was going, Sheik, Sheik. And he yelled at me, he goes, shut up, kid. And I was heartbroken, you know, but that was his part.
Right, right.
He was a mean guy, you know, but I liked him. And, you know, and I was like, oh, my God, the Sheik told me to shut up. Shut up, kid. You know, it was devastating.
It's so devastating that it remains in your memory today.
It does. It really does. It's like it goes yesterday. I might have been 7, 8 years old. Okay, let's talk. I'm going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the bodybuilding. And then Luke's got to make a major announcement here first on All Over the Road, the podcast. It's coming up. We'll come right back. We'll be right back right after this.
Did you see where Biden wants to take me to the back of the barn? Me, Mr. Tough Guy. You know... He's Mr. Tough Guy. You know when he's Mr. Tough Guy? When he's standing behind a microphone by himself. That's when he's... He wants to bring me to the back of the barn. Oh.
Want to be heard? Want to voice your opinion? Well, All Over the Road is the place to do just that. It's the AOTR listener comment line. 504-603-6753. It's a free call and open 24 hours a day, every day. So pick up the phone and call. You'll leave your message and it will be recorded. Heck, if it's good, it might be on the next show. Who knows? So don't just think about it. Do it now or whenever. Pick a topic that interests you. Give a comment on a current event. Tell a story about something you experienced. Tell the king of all podcasting he's full of shit. You won't be the first one. Did you write the number down? I didn't think so. Here it is. 504-603-6753. Okay, a little slower. 504-603-6753. the AOTR listener comment line. Use it, don't abuse it.
Well, it's an election year, and there's a lot of uncertainty out there. What the heck's going to happen? Do you know? Do I know? Nobody knows. So what do you do when there's uncertainty? You do the best to mind your money. You do your best to be a good steward of the money that God has given you. And how do you do that? You make it into something tangible, something real. Something you put your hands on. You can hold it. You can sniff it. You can feel it. And that's G-O-L-D, gold. And our friends at CoinTrader are experts in all that. Rare coins, precious metals, ancient coins, you name it, they're experts. Give them a call, 504-267-6004. That's 504-267-6004. And tell them the king of all podcasting sent you.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Now playing podcast All Over the Road New Orleans.
I shouldn't have said that.
Victor Del Toro, All Over the Road podcast with Ted Sumner, my sidekick, along with Luke Hawks, wrestling extraordinaire, actor, stuntman, entrepreneur, and husband.
Yeah.
And now, I imagine that when you train for a bodybuilding competition, it's a lot different than strength training for wrestling. I correct him, man? You're probably doing lighter weights, more reps type of thing.
Are you going to compete?
Yeah, I'm competing.
That's what your goal is?
I'm competing March 30th at the Bayou Muscle at the Ponce Training Center.
Okay, so March 30th, Bayou Muscle,
Ponce Training Center. So it's my first bodybuilding show. I'm doing Classic Physique. And it's a really good organization ran by the NPC and Luke Tesevich here. Bubby Lupo is involved. I know he's the chairman of the NPC down here. Like he's high up. So like I know they do a really good job with the shows they put on here. Locally, so I wanted to do a local bodybuilding show. And
can I come and oil you up for the competition? I'm going to come and oil you up.
Of course.
Apply the oil.
I wouldn't have it any other way, right?
I bet.
Extensually.
So, I'm looking forward to it because it's a challenge for me, and it's a big difference. You know, like, it's a lot of work.
It's new for you. It's a new thing.
Well, it's new, but it's also, it consumes your life.
Because the food is the most important thing, right?
The food, and you have to schedule your life around eating your food.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you miss a meal, that's basically the same thing as cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I mean, if I'm missing a meal, I might as well go eat a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
So I got to really be on what I'm doing, and you know, my workouts, and like I'm doing cardio several days a week now. Mm-hmm. I'm drained. You know, it takes a lot out of your body.
Yeah. You look different. Yeah, when I saw you at the wedding. When was the wedding? November?
Well, October.
No, August. October.
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 But I'm working really hard for that, you know. And I really want
to
do good.
Everything has to be like on a time frame too, the way you do it daily. Like at this time I work out, and then right after I have to eat this and that.
Yeah. Like what's next up on there? Now. What's your schedule next? What's coming up?
I just drank a protein shake at 3 o'clock right before.
Now what's after that?
At 5:30, I got 8 ounces of ground meat, some spinach, some cauliflower, and
I should just come over with you and Sonia for a couple of weeks. Is that okay? Would she mind if I came?
No, you
can
do that.
Weeks?
Come on. So that's what. Yeah, that's meal. That's meal number five. Is my 8 ounces of ground meat, some spinach, and
that's
some
at 5:30.
Peppers at 5:30.
Okay.
And then at 8, sometime between 8 and 8:30, I'll have
cantaloupe,
five whole eggs, and a half a carton of egg whites.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's
so how does your body? Dude, this is, hey. I mean, you're putting a lot of food in your body, and
but that's how
you're spending
do
a lot
it.
Of time in the bathroom. Or, I mean,
no,
how's that work?
The thing is that you're speeding up your metabolism. See, like a lot of girls, they go, I'm gaining weight. I'm not going to eat anything. That's the dumbest thing ever.
And they go out and get themselves some Ozempic.
Yeah. And it's terrible for you. And
it is.
But that slows your metabolism down when you stop eating.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you just really want to stay away from processed foods. You want to stay from you want to eat whole foods, and I don't mean the store. I mean, you know, your meat, your veggies, your fruits. Mm-hmm. A good protein shake, a good nutritious protein shake that ain't full of fillers and crap.
I use Isatori products, by the way.
I highly recommend Isatori. Yeah. I use the Isatori, and I also
promo code Hawks.
HAWX. Isatori.com.
Yeah.
But I also like PMD. You know, we own PMD too, and they sell
PMD.
They sell those at GNC. That's a GNC. You can go to your local GNC and get the PMD.
Okay.
It's a little pricier than the Isatori.
Tidal pain spray. Have you tried that?
Pain spray?
Yeah, they got this new pain spray. It's called Tidal, and it's this gyogenetic spray. You don't rub it in, you just spray it on. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good for pain. They got it at CVS. I'm going to go get me some.
What about?
I don't know. What,
how's it good for ex-wives?
I don't know.
It's good for pains. You said it's good for pains.
Oh, pains ex-wives. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah,
I didn't get that.
So when is the workout? In the morning?
Oh, yeah. So my first workout, I get to the gym around 4:45. I'll probably leave somewhere between 7 and 7:15.
Okay. That's the first workout.
That's the first workout.
Okay. Yeah. You got another one about noon or something?
I'll go home and eat right away. First meal is right away after that. And then, I'll go back and usually do my – so I'll do cardio in the evenings. I'll do it after my fifth meal. So I'll go home after this.
Yeah.
Eat my fifth meal and then go do cardio and then come back home, shower, do all that stuff, prep for bed, do my last meal. Sounds boring, right? Because it is.
Yeah, but it is a different workout than when you're doing for wrestling, correct?
Well, yeah, completely different. Now, I also started my wrestling training as well. So, and then I went back to filming last week. I did a little television show called Leverage, just a little, you know, guest appearance on a little fight scene. So with Christian Cage, Christian Kane, awesome little actor guy, really nice guy. I really like working with him. But yeah, Christian, we did a nice little fight. So we did a couple of days on that.
And of course you lose because you lose.
I always lose. That's what I do. You know,
gracefully.
I'm Mike Beck. I'm a loser, baby.
So, okay, the bodybuilding is March 30th.
March 30th.
Yeah.
But then we got the wrestling comeback.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Okay, so you got the wrestling comeback. So you're going to make a major announcement. You ready to make it right now on the show here?
Oh, April 12th.
Well, here it is. Wait, let's get you a little drum roll here.
A little drum roll, a little major announcement.
I thought I had a drum roll ready.
You give me a drum roll. We've already announced it, but we'll re-announce it on this show because it's a big deal.
Well, by the time they hear it, it's like you're announcing it here. We're pretending like you're announcing it here. All okay, right. So drum roll, please.
Yeah, drum roll, bro. Right.
I'll do my own drum roll.
There you go.
I can't even do it. I can get about 10 seconds. Five seconds.
You got to give us the venue. You ready? Give the venue, the card. Let's go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, making his return to professional wrestling after a year and 3 month hiatus, the Southern Stomper Luke Hawks is coming back to Wildcat Sports on Saturday, April 20th at the Crescent City School. I don't know the address.
Be there.
Be there. Just be there. We got to get the address for the school.
Saturday.
Nah, I'm really pumped up. You know, look. Wrestling is my first love, and everything I've been involved with, everything I've ever done in my life was all through wrestling, and I had to take a little pause, you know, a short hiatus on it. Something that I didn't choose to step away. It was due to filming, and it was due to the injury. So, well, originally it was actually due to filming, and then I stepped away, and I wasn't doing any Wildcat shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just said I wasn't doing Wildcat because I couldn't take any outside bookings.
Now, when you weren't doing those shows, the attendance had to be down.
Well, of course. Well, yeah. Right after that, I got injured on the NWA show. And then I was just like, I was done with them, so I kept it all quiet and it didn't make no sense to say anything.
Was that the one that Tyrus was at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
Yeah, so now that I'm back, you know, I can really focus on going back to Wildcat. Taking some more wrestling bookings. I haven't announced this yet, but I will announce that on here that I am now actively taking wrestling bookings. So I'll be out traveling the world doing some bookings here or there. Awesome. And, you know, if hopefully filming picks back up. We don't know what's going on with the business, you know. Things will kick back up, but I think with politics and everything going on in the election, and I just think the industry is trying to kill people. I think they're trying to have people burn them out the industry.
But
at the Crescent City show that you're doing, you're bringing in a big name.
Huge name. So I don't know if you caught this, but last Friday, our general manager, Saeed Amabusa, announced that he is bringing in Mick Foley, Mankind
Cactus
baby. Jack, the one only dude
Cactus
love.
Deck,
the legend himself.
How's he doing? You know, I saw him on some deal where it was some show I caught where they go around and they kind of grab what was a show that what was the guy? He was his daughter wrestles now.
Mick Foley?
No, the other guy. His daughter's wrestling. He was a big star. He was one of the tag team. The Hearts.
Okay, yeah.
The Heart Foundation.
Yeah, Jim Neidhart.
Okay, well, there was a piece of memorabilia that they were trying to get. From Hart, that somebody that he wanted this a jacket that he wore, when they were doing the tag team, and this big collector guy had the jacket. So they're going to get the jacket to see if the guy would give up the jacket.
Yeah.
And they ended up talking to Mick Foley. He was on that show. Okay. And I was looking at him, I was, oh my God. I mean, is he in shape to wrestle?
No, he's not wrestling.
Okay.
So he's going to be the general manager for the night.
Okay, I got
it. So Saeed's stepping back in to referee.
Okay.
Saeed said he wants to referee my return match.
Oh, this is going
to
be awesome.
So he's the general manager.
And what's the date on that again?
That's April 20th, Saturday, okay, April 20th, 2024.
Well, we're going to be there for that.
Huge show. Katie Forbes is coming in. Oh, Jasmine Allure.
Really?
Yeah, GG. Oh, man. We got the Wildcat Tag Team Champions, Fly Def. We got Buku Down, Jay Space, Slime Season, Brady Pierce, the Heavyweight Champion.
And, of course, your return. That's going to be big. That's going to be the biggest show ever.
Suge White. It's going to be a massive show. You know, what better way? Look, what better way to kick off the new year? You know, we couldn't have a show earlier in the year because of Mardi Gras and the time and just the way everything fell with Mardi Gras and the parades and everything. So it was going to be impossible to do a show in February. So we said we'd just push it back to April. And when we do it, we're going to do a banger and we're going to do it right. So we got we got April laid out.
You got to play a swag. I got to give you a new piece of swag.
And we got the cool thing is we also have more shows throughout the year laid out.
Good.
So we'll be able to announce every show now. We'll be able to announce the next show with this new building that we got with Crescent City. We don't have to book on the fly around their schedule. They're kind of booking around our schedule, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So we can schedule everything out throughout the year. Plan this out, plan with the bookers, bring bigger stars in. And that's what we're doing. We got some really big wrestlers lined up throughout the year that's going to come in, and we're kicking things off with Mick Foley doing it right. And like I said, with my return, so I'm really fired up to be there. I know the fans are fired up, and I know it's our first show back. So and attendance was down while I was there. You know, they were still doing good. They were still doing 400 or 500 a show, but it wasn't a couple thousand. So I think with this show, we're going to shoot back up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, we definitely want to be on hand if you'll have us.
Well, definitely.
Who's your ringside announcer?
Without y'all.
Do you have one?
His name is Hardbody Harper. You may have met him.
Oh, yeah, I met him at the thing you did at the mall in Canada, the old
That's
mall.
That's my boy.
Love him.
We might have to throw Vic in there for
yeah, I was going to volunteer Vic.
No, thank you.
Ringside announce?
No. I'm going to just go there and have a good time, enjoy myself, see my buddy wrestle, and just enjoy the thing. We'll do some interviews. We'll poke around. Hopefully, if someone jumps off the ceiling, we'll get the shot this time.
Oh, man.
Well, somebody got the shot, and it went viral.
It
was your son.
We got a lot of big things going on, man. And then you guys got a lot of big things going on. I know y'all just had a big episode with Pike and them. So with Felipe's.
Yep.
How was that?
St. Patrick's Day. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
I love Felipe's. Yeah. So you guys are going over to the Felipe's thing now.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Yep.
Yeah.
And the best thing about Felipe's is they have parking.
The big P, they got it.
Parking is hard to find in Old Metairie.
It is.
It's a bucket list event. Hey, put it on your bucket list. I'm going to I'll be there to oil you down on the 30th. I got to put that on. Don't let me leave. Don't leave without letting me put that on. Because if it doesn't get on my calendar, it doesn't get done.
All right, March 30th.
That's March the 30th.
Oh, March 30th.
March 30th.
That's coming up.
And then April.
3.5 weeks. April 20th. Yeah,
from today. April 20th. We're recording on what day is today? March 7th?
I don't know what day it is anymore.
Well, you know, we want to make sure people don't hear this too late.
Got a lot of good things going on. A lot of, you know, like, and it's coming off a slow year with the strike and the injury. And everything, so it was time to reset myself. And you know about the issues I was having with my son, not speaking to my son. So, you know, that's not gotten better. But what's gotten better is me mentally. I'm in a much better place now, too, with that. So that was a rough thing to go through personally, where I was going through all that trauma with my job and my injury, and then I have the falling out with my kid. And all that
in the wedding. Boy, you were a trooper at that wedding. You didn't know what you were doing, but you were doing it.
Yeah.
This was an Indian wedding. It was crazy.
That's me every day in life.
Yeah. And Sonia's doing good. Tell her I said hello.
I will. She's at work. Yeah.
And what was her brother's name again?
Deepak.
Deepak. Deepak, I said. Deepak. Hello. I love Deepak. Deepak. He gives nice warm hugs.
He really does.
He's just a super duper guy. Well, Luca, you know, I always thank you for coming in. You know how I feel about you. And anything you got going on, we want to support you because that's just what we do here. And we love you. And thanks for coming by. We'll see you at the Poncho Train tonight. And we'll see you at Crescent City.
I love being here, baby. All over the road.
All over, baby.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Come to the Coin Trader Studios, we're bringing it live. And who am I? I go by the name of Darkest Night. And Jada Hoyos is the one who brings a sick beat. To which we're getting pumped for topics this week. So ready, grab my great soda and take a sip. While I turn it over to Katie, Nick, Ted, and Vic. It's all over. We're all over the road. We got a brand new show. So just lo and behold. From the bayou to the city to the burbs to the swamps. You better know what time it is when you're hearing that.
Did you mark that down, that segment?
Yeah, I got Derek. Okay. That's the open for the Pike show.
And you're going to run the promos in that show.
And the Pike promos.
The new Coin Trader commercial, which I have not heard yet. They're still running the old one.
Oh. You know what?
What?
I think we got to clean those discs. All right,
well, I'll do you another one.
Maybe do me. Do me another one.
I'll do you another one when we're done here.
Yeah.
Because we got to get
We should probably do some more promos for something else, too, like...
We'll do it. We'll just
throw whatever we want.
Well, yeah, so we'll do that. We'll get him out of here. He's too busy for us. I appreciate it.
He's too busy for us.
He's very busy for us.
Not as busy as y'all.
We're too busy for us.
See, you guys got jobs. I don't have a job. I'm trying to figure out how to get money. I'm over here like bouncing around job.
This is our job.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is your job. Like, you got jobs.
Part of it.
Yeah. And I mean, technically, I'm doing my job right now.
Yeah, it's finding
work, hustling work, being on my stuff, all of this training.
How's your headphone level? You all right with that?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay. You all right, Teddy?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, a little more, maybe.
Sure,
good. Just slightly.
Yeah, you can give me
just a little bit. That's good. Right there. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, all right, so this is with Luke.
Okay, so Luke.
And this is a show in itself.
When
does this air?
A week from tomorrow.
Okay, good. So we can,
Do the announcement. Yeah. I want to talk about three things. I want to touch on heels. Can we?
If you want to, but I mean, there's no need because there's no promotion on it. They can't find it anywhere. There's nothing to really.
We can't say that it's going to end up on Netflix.
I would rather talk about the wrestling.
A little bit about this.
Let's talk about the bodybuilding.
We've already covered it a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't need to keep going back and hashing it.
Okay.
I mean, it did just go on video on demand.
It went on video on demand. That's good. That's good.
Because
it just did.
But we don't want to give it too much publicity because it's not like I'm getting anything from it.
They're charging $20 still.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, we saw it at the theater, but I saw it on the, what was it on?
It's on Prime right
Netflix
now.
Netflix or something, but it's $20.
Yeah, you buy or rent it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready, kids?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
See if it works.
Where's the video at today?
No video.
Did you see where Biden wants to take me to the back of the barn? Me. Mr. Tough Guy. You know, he's Mr. Tough Guy. You know when he's Mr. Tough Guy? When he's standing behind a microphone by himself. That's when he's been. He wants to bring me to the back of the barn. Oh.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. I shouldn't have said that. But then it was told that's just locker room talk. Well, I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life, a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
All of the Road New Orleans is brought to you by Coin Trader Inc. For real-time prices on gold, silver, palladium, and platinum 24/7, go to goldpricesnow.com. That's goldpricesnow.com.